Good morning. This is Peter Irish, CEO of the Barrett Group, and we're talking today with senior career consultant Lori Chevalier about what our clients are experiencing in their interviews and negotiations right now on the hiring line.
Good morning, Peter. Several of my clients have been making major progress at the interview stage, so I would like to focus on that stage of our process, if that's okay.
Definitely, Lori. But let's just remind our audience of the whole process first.
We've been helping clients clarify their career objectives and then go out and find the job of their dreams now for some 30 years. We do this through a unique five-stage program that includes these major stages: targeting, packaging, market access, preparation, and onboarding.
Thank you, Lori. You said you particularly want to focus on interviewing, part of the preparation stage. Why is that?
Well, there are two specific clients that are very much on my mind at the moment. Let's start with the extreme introvert. I have a client who has quite a diverse job. He works as a project manager currently at an investment advisory firm in New York. But he's been nervous about interviewing. He's a very quiet individual. He's quiet, but he's brilliant. And we needed to draw that out of him. So during the interview coaching sessions, we went through the questions and I asked him additional questions, which initially he stumbled over. And he had the longest run-on sentence, which lasted about, which seemed to be about 3 minutes. And after he spoke, I said one thing: you might want to take a breath during the interview. And he laughed. So that was our icebreaker. After that, he seemed to just actually walk in his confidence. So he began to talk about weekly update meetings that he has with his team members. He also discussed updates, budgeting, tracking, methods that he uses to ensure budget alignment, and then how he reported back to the clients. So it was really a fruitful exercise for him.
Well, that's a wonderful story, Lori, and it demonstrates the level of support our clients receive throughout this process. Is it too soon to talk about results in that case?
Based on the interview questions and the coaching that was provided, he's been able to articulate and provide metrics when speaking with the HR manager, who has actually reached out to him to let him know that another interview is in the works. I'm convinced that his offer is imminent.
Oh, that's great. You also told me about your client who wants to be an operations director in North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about his journey, please.
Well, this particular client is actually seeking a director of operations role. He has quite a diverse set of expertise. He has 5S, 6 Sigma, TAC, and Pareto analysis. My client was going through a period of time because he had to make a decision to leave the company that he worked at, and he's currently not working. So it was a little bit of a difficult transition, considering that his confidence was a little bit less then. So during the time period and prior to his actually receiving the interview, I had coached him and prepped him for the interview. And I reflected on his original answers, and then I provided coaching on the nuances and the Barrett Group methodologies relating to his three strengths. I took notes, and then after our meeting, I customized the interview questions to exactly align to the position that he was interviewing for, focusing on the strengths and extracting the examples from his resume for each strength and a metric to go along with each one of them. He said that he was so confident and comfortable during the interview. I even encouraged him to dress up. I talked about a YouTube video that I saw where an individual was being interviewed via Zoom, and the person interviewed had a shirt, tie, and a jacket on, and the interviewer asked him to stand up, and he was in his boxers. Surely he didn't get the job because of that, so I definitely advise my client to wear pants, and he actually did.
That's a great story. That's also very practical support, Lori. How is the client feeling about his search now?
He's actually been in multiple interviews since then, and he's actually waiting right now for the resulting from that interview from the individuals.
That's excellent. Well, as you know, Lori, about 3/4 of our clients find their jobs through the unpublished market, and that means leveraging their social capital and expanding their networks. You mentioned to me how you're helping clients come up with icebreakers for their networking. Can you share an anecdote on that subject too?
Absolutely. There's a lot of different opportunities that are presenting themselves now, especially because the world has gone to a new normal, which is working remote. So because of that, individuals are not able to connect with individuals as they would in a normal working setting. So what we're finding is that people are actually craving dialogue, where typically the unpublished market part 3 would be maybe one of the last items that we would launch. I'm actually suggesting that as a perfect opportunity for this timing, because people are answering, they're reconnecting with individuals. They actually want expertise. They want people to speak into the situation. So it's been very fruitful.
Well, that's certainly top of mind, heaven knows, in these curious days. In spite of that, I hear a lot of optimism from our prospects and clients, Lori. Earlier this week, one prospect told us, "It is such a relief to know that organizations like the Barrett Group exist." And another said, "This is such a great time for candidates with leadership skills."
That's true, Peter, but there's also an undercurrent of fear about how the situation will impact candidates' job searches.
Well, that's perfectly understandable, Lori. How do you help our clients deal with these fears?
Well, I acknowledge it and I discuss it. It's a very healthy approach. And I've also found two articles that I refer to frequently. One is called Facing the Unknown. And I acknowledge the fact that the unknown is always scary. And yes, our economy is going to take a huge hit. But then I build the confidence of the client. I say, but you're going to be okay. Stay the course and press on. No matter what happens over the next few weeks, your purpose doesn't stop. The world needs you more than ever. I have another article that I also refer to, and it says, who do I want to be during COVID-19? And there's three zones. There's a fear zone, there's a learning zone, and there's a growth zone. And I also tell them that it's a choice. And so I actually have them focusing on the growth zone and going outside of that growth zone so they can really learn from this situation.
That's really excellent. Well, what other major obstacles do you typically help our clients overcome, Lori?
Connecting or reconnecting with individuals. It's hard for individuals sometimes at first, but it's like riding a bike. Once you do it, you repeat it, you become very good at it. Things begin to open up and flourish. It's taking the first step and sometimes doing it afraid, and then seeing the result of your efforts, taking you to places you'd always dreamed.
Looking at the clock, we should probably wrap up, Lori. So just let me thank you so much for all you do for our clients, and especially for your time today. Stay healthy.
Thank you, Peter, and stay healthy yourself.